You would be called an American because you can't speak French. I don't know what they called me.
Yeah.
I guess they just called me a Cajun, huh?
Okay.
I guess it
did. Did you ever hear other words used, like the type bird that would hit a
woodpecker?
Okay. You ever hear them call them a peckerwood?
No.
People
never
like that?
No, people. I mean, not around here, then. Not that I remember.
All right.
Now, if you want a degrading word of what they call niggas, like if they'd be mad, call him a burrhead.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
But the regular,
when you're talking to a black man, you'd call him in other words, a neutral word, you'd say, just a, they'd just say colored people, right?
Colored people, yeah, I guess that would be a little bit nicer than nigger.
Okay.
We've called them nigger up until maybe 25 years ago without any recourse or without any anger from them, you know.
Uh-huh.
But it seemed like when all this integration business came out that they felt like nigger was a degrading word, so they didn't want to be called nigger anymore.
Yeah. Well, now people who live way back in the woods somewhere and folks never saw much and they might come to town once a month or once a year. They'd come out and folks would say, well, he's just an old, you know, they looked a little conspicuous. They'd say, he's a...
That's
what they call us.
Huh? That's what they call us?
No.
They call us some hicks?
No, okay. Now, were there any places around here where people just could live way back by themselves?
Or? Yeah, there's some old people back there. Matter of fact, that's where we dug some of those bottles up. It was on an old Ardwin. He was an old woodsman.
Ardwin. Oh, that's your name?
Ardwin was his family name, yeah. He was a wealthy man. And I'm not telling you this to brag either, but my daddy was a wealthy man. We were a wealthy family.
Yeah.
And
you just lived back. You wanted...
They called us country people because we didn't have a telephone. We had natural gas, we had electricity, but our electricity was often off. But we were very wealthy. Matter of fact, in Eunice, the first two television sets that were sold was Slim Harris and my daddy.
Yeah.
You know, we just were wealthy people.
Yeah. Okay. What about other people, say, people that didn't have a chance, you never gave their kids a chance at education or were too lazy to work or something like that. What sort of names would they have, would they call them? Anything?
Bon rien means good for nothing.
Yeah.
Or lazy.
White.
Trash. But I don't think we use the term white trash too much, but bon rien would be one of them, which would mean lazy.
Mm-hmm.
They say, they say, lui, il est bon rien, which means he's lazy.
Okay. A woman was going to have a child, you say she was...
Enfant né, in family.
In family?
In family. Well, in French you say enfant né. That means she's in family. The colored people would say bigund. If they'd be trying to speak English, they say... My wife got bigger, or I bigger my wife. She's bigger. She's getting bigger.
Women, when they were talking, would you ever hear the way they would, you know, any other words they would have? Would they ever say she was leg broke?
Or leg broke.
Okay.
Never heard of that one.
Okay. You ever hear? What about if a woman didn't have a husband? They'd say she got.
She was pregnant and she didn't have a husband.
She got herself.
Let's see, tricked. It's not tricked.
Embêté.
I guess it would mean tricked.
Okay. Or
she was
Well, in English, you know, where you would say she got herself.